Hey, Roy. This is Robbie. You left a note on my desk, so I'm just calling you back.
On your what?
I see that you said you dinged my car, but I honestly don't see where it is dinged. Anyway, feel free to give me a call or text me back. Phone number is 347. Thank you. Bye.
What did he say? His desk?
Hey, Roy. This is Robbie. You left a note on my desk.
Maybe he's saying the model of a car. Maybe he's saying dashboard? Dash? I don't know. Anyway, this guy is a friend of Metal's, who's a friend of the Snowplow Show. He actually emailed me and warned me this guy would be calling, so I promised I would definitely get to this one. I mean, I'm going to get to all of them, but...
Hello?
Hello, Robbie?
This is Robbie.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car about dinging your car.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I honestly didn't see where you dinged me, so well, thanks for being honest.
Oh, no, it's no problem. It's more of a scratch than a ding. It's a scratch on the window.
Okay.
Yeah, like all up and down the driver's side window, right along the edge of like the little rubber piece on the bottom.
All right, well, I'll take a peek at it.
Okay.
I'm actually... not at home. I can tell you I didn't notice, and I definitely have been driving my car, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're really small scratches, but they're all along the bottom of the window. It's where I was using the Slim Jim to open the car door.
Why were you using a Slim Jim?
To get the door open, because I saw my pin in the front seat, and I wanted to get my pin back.
From my car?
Yeah, it was in the front. It was in the passenger seat. It was just sitting there. It was my pin. It's the one I do all my work with. I don't know how you ended up with it, but I just wanted to get my pin back.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really sure what you're talking about because I didn't have a pin.
So. Oh, no, you definitely had my pin. You came into the bank and you borrowed my pin.
What bank?
I'm not going to tell you where I work. What are you, an identity thief or something? I just wanted to, it's no problem. It's not a big deal. I just wanted to get my pin back. And I don't know if maybe you're not the one that came in. Maybe you just borrowed it from someone else. But I know it's my pin, and I got it back. It's the pin that I do all... Okay, he hung up. God damn it, Robbie.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, you hung up on me. Are you the one that got into a taxi to get away from the building with my pin?
No. Okay. I haven't been to a bank, so I think you might end up having the wrong person.
Well, no, I think someone else...
Sorry, I'm in an area with the sore, really bad service where I am right now.
Oh, well, I hear you just fine. Anyway, yeah, I think maybe you borrowed the pin from someone else who borrowed the pin from me, and it ended up in your front seat somehow or another, but... All I know is I got my pin back, but I scratched up your window opening the car.
Okay, well, I'm thinking you have the wrong car, because I definitely don't have that kind of damage to my car at all.
Okay, well, they're just little scratches all along the bottom of the window, and it took a really long time. These newer cars, they're harder to open with a Slim Jim. They're not like the old cars. But it was definitely my pin on the front seat, and I got it back. It's right here.
Yeah, and what car were you doing this to?
To your car, the one I left the note on.
And you didn't leave a note on my car.
Where did I leave it?
It was on my desk at work.
Okay. I had them deliver it to you.
So.
All I know is I got my pin back.
Right, and I'm asking you from what car? What did the car look like?
It was your car. I asked the guy, and he said that belongs to Robbie.
Well, if you were sitting there, you'd remember what kind of car it was.
Okay, you don't need to be a smartass and get an attitude with me, motherfucker. All I know is you had my pin, and I'm being really nice and not calling the police about it, about you stealing my pin.
I'm asking you a simple question. I don't know why you're giving
me an attitude. All right, I'm giving you a very simple answer, and you're the one getting an attitude with me.
I'm asking you for the color. That's all I'm asking you for, color of my car?
No, you never asked that before. All I know is you're a pin thief. What's the color of my pin? Tell me that. Smart guy.
I don't know the pin you're talking
about.
Yeah,
because you're going to deny it and pretend you didn't steal my pin. But I know you did.
Exactly.
It's the pin I do all my work with.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I think you have the wrong person. Sorry, man.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I hurt your car. I'm sorry I scratched up your window. Oh, he hung up.